Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of the only clothes you'll ever need. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and a fantastic industry educator, Christy Waddell, the Training and Development Manager with TriCap Residential Group. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to this.
No problem. So let's talk a little bit about closing and closing in the context we're discussing. It talks about closing leases and gaining residence, something that every apartment community across the country strives to do, and is vital to the success and the financial success of any apartment and what the owners are looking to see. So let's kind of set the table. Tell our listeners a little bit about where we've been, and I'm gonna kind of qualify that by saying, for the last couple of decades, where have we been? But obviously, a lot of things have changed as a result of the pandemic. So taking the pandemic out of the picture, for the last couple of decades prior to that, where have we been on closing?
Well, it's a wonderful topic to talk about right now. It's one that is near and dear to my heart. I got to take you back just a couple of years, wink, wink. You can't see me winking, but I'm definitely winking when I say a couple of years, to the beginning of my career in the multifamily space. So I started as a leasing consultant part-time, and all I saw were dollar signs. Back then it was, commission was $200 per lease, and it's a free apartment, which that's unheard of now, but I was really drawn in by the financial piece of it. And then as soon as I started my job as a leasing professional, I was hooked on being able to find someone the perfect apartment home, and just sort of the rush that came with that. It was something that was exciting to me. Every single time a new person walked in the door, I lit up with excitement. And I got to tell you, they sent me to, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see, leasing training. And this was, I'll go ahead and date myself and tell you, this was in the 90s, in the late 90s, right? And there were these four basic closes, if I remember correctly. And those four basic closing techniques are still being taught to our leasing professionals in 2022. And you made a great point. A lot of our teams now are virtual or are hybrid. And even for those folks who are still on site, we're still training our teams to something that's no longer really relevant. And we'll get to what I think is more relevant for us, teaching our teams to be more successful by being more authentic.
And when you're, can you remember back that far the four closing techniques that they taught you, and describe a little bit to our audience about what they were teaching back in the day?
Back in the day, yes. So it was, if I remember correctly, it was greet. So, stand up and smile and shake your prospect's hand, qualify, and basically that's, do we think this person, do they want to live here? Are they our demographic? Are we in the same price range as what they're looking for? That type of thing. And then the demonstrate was the walking them to the apartment home and through the amenities, and then the close. And so those closes, one of the ones that I remember that was really, this really is yucky to me at this stage, is the assumptive close. And so that's sort of that used car salesperson technique of, oh, they said something that piques my interest to know that they're ready to close. And so we say, well, welcome to your new apartment, or welcome to your new community. And here's the thing. At the end of the day, how would you like, if you were looking for an apartment, how would you like to be treated? And I think that our prospects these days are normal people like you and I. And we just need to remember that they do not want to be closed on. That is not something that is appealing to people in the year 2022. You know, we're in an age where advertisements and social media, things are in our prospect space all the time. They are privy to all of these closing techniques that we are going to try on them. And I think the most successful leasing professionals in 2022 and beyond are going to be the ones that no longer use these age-old techniques. And so I think we're going to get into what really does work a little bit later.
Yeah, and we've got about 4.5 minutes left in this segment. I wanted to ask you, and we've discussed this on our show several times in the past. Our listeners know that I'm a dinosaur. You know, I've been around a long time, and I can remember the times before the internet where you would, if you needed to look for an apartment home, you'd go to the grocery store, pick up one of the magazines that they had, and then you'd drive over to the apartment and take a look at it. And going back to the times in the 90s, that was almost prior to having it wasn't the internet the way we have it today. What was the way that you found that people were finding out about apartments back in at that time and causing them to come in to visit so that you could then talk to them and show them apartments and try your clothes? How are you getting them there?
Well, that's a really great question, and you're absolutely right. When I got started in the industry, there was that I'm doing air quotes again. Mm-hmm. There was that magazine that everyone saw at the grocery store or what have you. And I got to tell you, this really dates me, but the way that I even saw that they were advertising, that they were hiring for this role, was in the newspaper. You know, mm-hmm. Gasped. Like, oh my gosh, does anyone know what a newspaper is? But there were advertisements for apartment communities, and they were advertising for a leasing consultant as well, right, alongside those advertisements. And so, you know, to your point, back in the day, someone would basically pick up someone would pick up that particular magazine. I think there were two different brands at that time, and they would flip through. They were separated by cities, and you would flip through and say, okay, Chicago, great. So let's see what they have in Chicago. And you would call the phone number, and then someone on the other end would actually answer. A live person that was there in the office would answer and give information, much of which was already on the advertisement. But there was no real-time availability. That was obviously was the big difference. You would have to physically call the community and find out, do you have a two-bedroom available within my time frame? And so it was necessary at that time to teach leasing professionals how to close over the phone, the whole idea of being on a phone call with a prospect was, and very much still is, to get the prospect to visit the community, unless you're in a virtual environment, which is what our organization is in, which is fabulous. We'll get to that later. Mm-hmm. But if you have brick and mortar and you have leasing professionals in your office, then absolutely the ultimate goal is to get them in with an appointment. And so that's basically what we did back in the day.
Well, I think, obviously things have changed with the internet. I mean, it's hard to get anybody to come in. Certainly the people are not, the prospects are not just coming there to take a look. They're doing all their research on the internet before they decide to even contact a community, which wasn't the case before. We've got about 30 seconds. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. So fast forward to the year 2022, post-pandemic, keeping it very real. I think we're in an age where we all should understand and realize that when someone visits the apartment community, they have already done their research, and this is my guess, but it's based off of facts and statistics. They have narrowed it down to two or three places, and they're going to choose one of those three places to live. So gone are the days, again, when someone picks up a magazine and goes and spends an entire weekend looking at different apartment homes. They literally have everything at their fingertips on their phone, which is with all of us at all times. And the information is just there. And so they don't need to do that. So when someone does come into the community, you betcha, it's super important to close, but not in the way that we have been in the past.
All right. We're going to talk about that much more in the next three segments. We're going to leave it here for this segment, and we're going to be back right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we are discussing the topic of the only close you'll ever need. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and a wonderful industry educator, Christy Waddell, the Training and Development Manager with TriCap Residential Group. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Christy, we talked a lot in the first segment about where the industry has come from as far as getting prospects to come and visit a site and the kind of closing techniques that were, you know, in some cases today, I think, people might even call them somewhat offensive, and you likened it to a used car salesman type techniques. But let's talk a little about why those old school tactics don't work in today's multifamily environment.
Well, thank you so much again for having me. I appreciate the time to talk about this topic again. So Yeah, you know, I'm at a place where I want to challenge this across our multifamily space. And part of it is just these old school tactics don't work. They just don't work on today's prospects. And as you mentioned, they can be quite off-putting, especially when someone smells that, so to speak. So, we'll get into this a little bit later, but I think the best thing that anyone can do is to be their authentic self. And so, you know, it makes me, how are we going to train? What is the mindset that we need to train our folks on going forward? So before we get to that, just think about yourself. Like, you're looking for an apartment home, or you're in the market for a new car or a new home, right? If you're looking for one of those things, would you like to have a hard close? First of all of us in this industry can smell that a mile away, but we do not want to be hard closed. When I go in and I'm looking for a high dollar item, let's say a new car, we'll use that as the example today. I can tell you that I walk in and the first thing I say is please don't try to sell me. I've already done all of my research online, and this is true in our space as well. I know what kind of car I want. I know the color that I want. I know if I want an electric car or not. I know everything down to the interior colors, right? I have that all in my head. And so I walk in and I say something like that, and they're like, oh, wow, okay. She knows exactly what she wants. Probably not going to be able to upsell her. And I think that's what we're experiencing a lot of right now. Prospects walk in the door. They know exactly what you have available, first of all, and they know exactly what they want. And even more so, they know what they do not want. And so trying to hard sell them or upsell them an apartment that's been on the market for 100 days, it just doesn't work in this market. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't focus on that apartment home that's been sitting there for 100 days. That is not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying there's a more tactful, more effective way to do that.
Yeah, and I want to ask you, you know, what are those ways? But I did want to, when you were explaining that, a thought came to my mind. How do reviews, specifically negative reviews, affect the ability to, number one, get someone into a project or a apartment project property to talk about being a resident, or does that play anything having to do with negotiations?
Well, it's a wonderful question, and I would say, again, just my humble opinion, I would say reviews are very important when they're authentic and they're real, which, by the way, again, people can sniff that out. But I also will say, again, prospects are very smart, and they, for the most part, they can see through those reviews that came in from, I'm just using an example here, someone who is slighted because, you know, we evicted them or what have you, those types of things. A lot of times, unfortunately, we're the same way. We just don't see a lot of really, really good reviews because people don't typically write those reviews unless they're asked to or there's some sort of a promotion or I have no idea. I am no longer in the marketing space and I would be completely out of line talking about that. But what I do know is that the consumer does not take those as seriously as they used to because they're aware. Again, prospects are just like you and I. And they may see that you have three or four negative reviews and then you have 10 positive reviews. And again, just throwing out some numbers. And I, as the consumer, can read through those and see when someone sounds just super bitter. Or if they're naming true examples, like, I had no water for, you know, 3 weeks, and then this happened, and then this happened. I as a consumer, would probably give that more credit than if someone says this place stinks and don't move here, and, you know, Christy is horrible in the office, you know, mm-hmm. those types of reviews. Now, again, if they're giving specific relatable examples, then I probably would take that a little more serious as a prospect. So again, I think it just depends on, you know, the person, the demographic, what they're looking for, and the type of community that they're considering moving to.
So let's get back to your thought process on, you mentioned the old school tactics don't work. So where do we go? What's available now for leasing agents?
Well, I will say that's going to be in our next segment, but I will give you a teaser. So here we are. What should we do differently? How do we train our teams to lead this shift in mindset? And I would say, much like anything else in our industry, it starts with the executive buy-in. And I think that starts with education. And so we got to start somewhere, right? And so we're having this phone call today. We're talking about this. Maybe someone hears this and says, you know what? We really should consider training our folks on things that work in the year 2022. And I would say this is not revolutionary, but there are many different avenues in which you can look up one of the LMSs. Actually, the LMS systems for our multifamily space are wonderful in this area. They have come such a long way. Some of the other training that you find, if you Google it, it's outdated. It's not something I would recommend for your organization. But again, I'm not naming names, but any of the LMSs that are out there for our multifamily space would be a great place to start. I think another thing too, if you're an executive and you're listening to this and you're like, okay, that just makes sense, reach out to your vendors, reach out to those executives who are in companies that are the same size, have the same sort of demographic as you, and find out what's really working.
Yeah, and that brings up a good point. We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. When it comes to finding the individuals to become those leasing professionals, and I know you do a lot of training. What are you seeing out there that people are doing? Are they doing anything differently today than what they were doing, 20 years ago? Were there, anybody in hospitality that they run across who's got a good attitude? That's always been one way of getting people, but is there anything else out there?
Yeah, so great question. For us at TriCap, I gotta brag on our team for a second. We have the most amazing sales team, to me, out there. And they come from different backgrounds. That definitely varies. I think that we have a lot to learn from the hospitality industry, and I definitely try to recruit people. I'm always recruiting, so I'm not in the recruiting department, but my coworker Kate Mancini is, and she's fabulous at that. Shameless plug there. But I definitely think that we can learn a lot from the hospitality industry and from the restaurant and bar industry as well. And so I'm always seeking, when I'm at a restaurant or when I'm out somewhere or if I'm on vacation, even at my son's camp this summer, I'm always watching and looking at what people do that we could adopt in our industry. And I think that, you know, we've come so far, and I'm so proud of us as an industry, having gone through the pandemic and coming out on the other side. I think that, now we just need to get back to, okay, where are our pain points post-pandemic in the year 2022, and how can we address those?
All right. Well, we are going to break it here for our second segment. We're going to be back with our third segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities.
Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing today the topic of the only clothes you will ever need. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and a terrific industry educator, Christy Waddell, the training and development manager with TriCap Residential Group. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible: EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security issues. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, don't delay, call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Christy, we've talked in the second segment about some of the things that the old school tactics and why they don't work and so forth. Let's talk about what you believe we should be doing differently in 2022 than we've been doing for the last few decades in the multifamily industry when it comes to trying to close prospects.
Yes, absolutely. So again, thank you so much for having me. This is such a great conversation. And, you know, I just want to start this segment by saying the way we should go about doing things differently is just to remember one thing. It's we are dealing with human beings who operate on emotion. So if we can get to the emotional part of why someone is moving, we will close almost every single lease. And what does that look like? And how do we begin to have that shift in our mindset? Well, I would say we need to start by not asking the guest card questions. So don't turn the radio off just yet. I said radio, that dates us, huh? But don't turn this off just yet. So I'm not saying don't ask the guest card questions, but I am saying go deeper. So let the leasing path appear as you get to know your prospect's deepest motivations. So what does that mean? Well, what do they love about where they currently live or where they're moving from? Those types of questions we're not asking. We're asking, where are you moving from? Why are you moving? Are you looking for 1, 2, or 3 bedroom? When do you need to move? Here's the thing. Just remember that those guest card questions are what everybody else is asking them as well. So we're not going to stand out in that person's mind unless we dig a little bit deeper. So again, it's about getting to know your prospects well enough. And if you do that, here's the thing that's the most beautiful thing I've seen, it tried and true. They will show you how to lease them an apartment. I know, it sounds crazy, right? Yeah. But every prospect that you come in contact with or that your teams come in contact with, they have a pain point that we can address. So if we care enough to go deeper, you know, with our questions with them, we will get to that pain point. And so what in the world? That was a lot, right? That was a lot to take in. So what does this look like in the real world leasing office? Well, it looks like this. Someone comes in and sits down and says, I've seen your property online. I've got it narrowed down to a few. I'm looking to move to this area next month. Great. Okay. So then we typically jump into those deck card questions, okay? Because we see dollar signs. We know they're ready to move. They're not just, quote, out searching around, right? So we start in with what we have been programmed and trained to say. And again, that's going to be the, how many people are going to be in the apartment? Those guest card questions. Instead, I challenge us to say something like, oh, wow, you're moving to the area. What has you thinking it's time for a move? They're probably going to look at you like crazy because they've never been asked that question. Well, why is it important to ask that question? Because, again, that's how we go a little bit deeper. They may say, well, I got a new job. Oh, that's wonderful. Where are you going to be working? And they say, now they're really confused because you're asking really deep questions. Oh, I'm going to be working at, or we'll just call it Amazon because that's my favorite place. I'm going to be working at Amazon. Oh, that's wonderful. You know, are you bringing family with you? So, again, this can go so many different ways. And I can tell you that if we approach every prospect differently, of course, with our fair housing rules in mind, then not only are we going to close more leases, but we're also going to get to a place where we're not sounding like a robot and we're not bored with our job, right? Your leasing consultants, if they're saying the same thing day in and day out, possibly, 50 times or more, I don't know what that looks like, but a lot, it leads to burnout. So there's so many different reasons why we should be doing things differently.
You know, what you say makes so much sense. And it goes for any time you're interacting with a potential customer in any business. If you're reading from a script and you're just asking utilitary questions that may give you some information, but you're not really trying to develop that relationship with the prospect, you're really missing out. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me, and I see it in a lot of different industries, not just multifamily. Tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you think would the kinds of questions that you could go deeper with a prospect to be able to get them to close easier.
Sure. So I'm a huge fan of Simon Sinek. You may or may not have heard of him, but he is sort of the king of the concept of the why behind the what. And I believe that is so relevant in our industry, and especially when we're talking about this close. So if we care enough, again, to get to know our prospects and we ask those deeper questions, obviously when we're doing this, it's something that you want to follow their lead on. So if someone starts breaking down and crying, because again, we're talking about, again, back to the emotional side of things, we're emotional human beings. And when someone is sitting across from you and talking about why they're moving, that is, I don't know that you can get much more personal than that. In terms of, it's our industry and what we see. And so keeping in mind that, the why is far more important than the what. And ultimately, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get to why are they moving? Not the what to me is sort of those guest card questions, but why? Why are they moving? What's changed recently in their life that has them thinking that it's time to make a move? And people come in, and I am as guilty as the next person. When I was in the leasing role for a long time, I was guilty of this. Someone would come in, I've seen and heard it all, and they come in and let's just say a single mom, she's got two kids in tow, and she looks disheveled, and I hate to say that I did this, but I'm just being 100% real. I've sized her up. I know her situation. I'm thinking, I've seen this 100 times. She needs a 2-bedroom. Okay, probably no steering involved, but probably put her on the first floor because groceries. In my mind, I've sized up her entire life, and picked out the perfect apartment home for her. And I have no idea. I've never even met her. I may not even know her name. She's just walked in the door.
Mm-hmm.
But if she sits down and I take a different approach and I lower my tone, and I do this with everyone when I first meet them, I lower my tone, I introduce myself, I smile, huge, still a huge thing, and I say, hi, what brings you in today? How are you? How are things going? And, you know, ask, how's the apartment searching going? Ask about the cops. Find out where she's been, if anywhere, right? Get to know. She may come in and say, this may be her off day, and she is an executive at I'm making things up as I go. She is an executive making a ton of money. She's very successful. She just happens to look disheveled because, hello, single mom with two kids, right? I've been there. And so, I've sized up her whole scenario, and I have no idea anything about her situation. And she comes in, and I dig deep and find out that she's going through a really nasty divorce, and maybe something happened to a parent of hers recently. I wouldn't know any of those things, and I would not build a true bond with her, which, by the way, is why people close with us, if I didn't take the time to ask the questions. So, again, I think it's really important that we dig deeper when we're talking with our prospects.
All right. That makes a lot of sense, but we are going to break it right here. We're going to be back right after these messages with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Smart is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of the only close you will ever need. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and outstanding industry educator, Christy Waddell, the Training and Development Manager with TriCap Residential. And Christy, you know, kind of what we've been discussing really would encompass leasing professionals or veteran leasing professionals who've been out there and even the companies themselves to really have a mindset shift in the way that they approach leasing and closing. Let's talk a little bit about, is that something that happens instantly or does it take time?
Well, I think with any mindset shift, it takes some time. Now, I do think that with this particular thing that we're talking about here, I don't think it will take as long as we think it will. If we go back to that executive buy-in, you know, again, if you're at a company and you're listening to this and you're a leasing consultant or leasing professional, take this to your executive team. Do some research. Reach out to me if you would like. I'm happy to help where I can. But again, it all starts with the why behind the what. And I would say if you're going to your executive team, you definitely need to have the answers for what is the ROI for me as executive of XYZ multifamily company, right? It's going to be very important that you have those ducks in a row, so to speak. But there are certain things that we can say that will just make sense to them. And one of those is, you know, back to the sort of the guest card questions and what we can say in lieu of those guest card questions. You know, instead of saying, how many bedrooms are you looking for? Well, you can say something like, well, based on what you told me, I have an apartment home that I want to show you. It has, you know, 3 bedrooms and it's XYZ square feet. Is that what you were hoping to find? And so it's not a huge mind-blowing difference, but it really is. It really is. It's not, it's completely different from saying how many bedrooms are you looking for? Because what happens, like I mentioned earlier, is that people get tired of hearing the same thing over and over. And so another example of that would be, you know, instead of saying, hey, what's your time frame for moving? Say, hey, this apartment home can be ready for move-in in 10 days. Will that work for your schedule? So that's that assumptive close without being yucky. That's my technical term, by the way, is yucky. So with any mindset shift, it does take some time. But more than that, it takes practice. So it takes buy-in first. And then it takes practice. And practice can look like training. Practice can look like, adopting this in your own sales repertoire, so to speak. If you're a leasing professional or a sales consultant and you're listening to this, just start embedding this into your conversations. This doesn't have to be a company-wide rollout of a policy and procedure. Test it out. Here's the thing. Here's what I challenge you to do. Test this out for 30 days, try it out, and then contact me and let me know. Did it work for you? Was it an epic fail? Tell me what changes you saw. And the reason I'm so confident in saying that on this show is I've done that prior, and people have reached out to me. Their numbers have increased in a huge way. And again, these are people who are in executive level roles, all the way across the board to leasing professionals as well. So I feel very confident in saying that this works. The most important thing to remember is to be authentic, be yourself. And again, the only close you will ever need is you.
That's great. Well, we've got about 4.5 minutes left before I want to transition to something off topic with you. But I do want to ask you this question, because when you talk about the mindset shift that it takes to do this, which is, as you said, it's not as difficult as it could possibly seem. It's a voluntary mindset shift, whereas one that was kind of forced upon the industry was the pandemic. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about how you saw leasing and approaching leasing of multifamily properties have to adapt to other methods when the pandemic started, and it was an ever-changing thing because nobody knew what was going to happen next. Tell us a little bit about what you saw, and then also what did we learn from that is now being carried over post-pandemic?
Well, first of all, that's a wonderful question, and I think we learned, most importantly, as we've been talking about today, people want to be treated like people. They just want you to be real with them. I think one of the big lessons we all learned in our industry and beyond is that we want to be real. We want to be authentic. We were extremely unsure of our futures, both as the human race, as people, and certainly in our industry. And I got to say, I'm going to plug our industry right now and just say, I'm so proud. I was so proud and still am very proud of all of the people in our industry. You know, the on-site folks who were there in the trenches, listening to people all day long, every day, you know, and not knowing, along with, you know, gosh, residents being at home a lot more frequently to being in the office, all of that, coupled with the fact that they were worried about their own health, you know, whatever way, if we're not talking about vaccinations on this show, but they had, there were so many variables, you know, what do I do about my personal life? What about my children? My gosh, my children are at home. How am I going to manage that and then manage these people, which not all of them, but a lot of people on site got very rude at that time because, again, they were very concerned about their children, their futures, their homes. It was a very scary time, if that's a word that I can use. It was a very scary time for all of us. And, again, I am so proud of how our industry stepped up and just stepped in and stepped out. It blew my mind to be on the phone with people who were in the trenches and how they had this positive mental state and this positive attitude and smiling on the phone. You know, we all know this. You can hear that. And I, again, so proud of our industry and so proud of the people who were there every day in their offices, taking phone calls, some still taking prospects, depending on the company. But I think one thing, again, that we can learn is that we just all want to be treated like human beings. I think that is really one of the biggest lessons that we learned. And I think another lesson is that we can do this remotely. And I hope that people don't throw eggs at me by saying this, but it can be done, and we are doing that right now at TriCap.
Yeah, and that's really one of the things that happened as a result of the pandemic is that people were doing remote leasing with the virtual tours and everything else. That the industry had to very quickly have that mindset shift that you were talking about. But this is the way we've been doing things for decades, but all of a sudden now we can't do it that way. We've got to to do it remotely. And you know, we could talk about this topic for another several segments, but I want to transition now to talk a little bit about, I'm going to ask you how you got into the business and what brought you to where you are today. Also, I want to talk a little bit about TriCap. I am very impressed with TriCap's the operation and the way they do business. I had the pleasure of having the great Jessica Eberbach on the show previously, as well as sharing a panel with her at the recent Apartmentalize conference, and where she talked about how TriCap is 2 years ago went to a remote operation, and this is the business model. It's not something that was just a band-aid during the pandemic. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, now you're touching on something that I'm super proud of, and that it's one of those things that gets me going in the morning. And so, yeah, one of the things that we talk about, and you know, I'll just take it back to my interview with TriCap. I remember talking with Jessica, and she was talking about how everything was remote. And, you know, the story behind it is that a little over 2 years ago, they met. I wasn't with the company at that time, but they met together and they were like, what can we do to make things better? How can we shine? How can our folks be in the best possible place that they can be? And so they introduced this remote role, basically, so all of our what we call our engagement managers, our property managers, and our sales team, which are our leasing consultants, Everyone is remote with the exception of the service team. We have to have service on site to do service requests, right? Can't do those remotely yet. And so it's fascinating to me that they really implemented this whole concept prior to the pandemic. Now, the pandemic hit very recently or very quickly after, and they said, okay, well, I guess we're doing this now. So it was in theory, and it was a thought process, but then the pandemic kind of pushed that over the edge into, okay, we're doing this. And, you know, people have asked me, well, how do you know it works? Well, I know it's been working for over 2 years. The company is very successful because of our remote sales team. You know, our sales team and our engagement team, everyone is encouraged to have a life outside of work. If, you know, you want to take a yoga class at 9 a.m., then you can go and do that. No one is looking at your hours and making sure you're working them. And I can tell you, talking with my coworkers and myself, I am more inclined to work more hours. Don't tell Jessica I said that. Because of that freedom, if that makes sense. So I'm not sort of clocking into an office, but I may be working at 8 o'clock at night. And that's perfectly acceptable. So it's just revolutionary. It's amazing. We have very happy employees and a very happy CEO as well. So we'll take that as a win.
All right. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left. I am going to mention to our listeners that if you go to this episode page on our website at multifamilyradio.com, the TriCap residential logo will be there. You can click on it. It'll take you directly to their website. But, Christy, if someone wants to reach out to you to ask you more questions about this topic or anything else about TriCap, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So if you are looking for a fantastic career opportunity, you can email us at recruiting@tricapres.com, or feel free to look me up on LinkedIn. It's Christy Waddell, and I can put you in touch with the right folks.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being here. It was a great show. I'd love to have you back again sometime soon, but we're going to have to break it here. We will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.